The body of a young Kashmiri doctor who was shot dead after being kidnapped by unknown assailants in the town of Derna in the conflict-ridden Libya was laid to rest here amid tears and sobs. A pall of gloom descended over his hometown Shalimar on the outskirts of Kashmir's capital city Srinagar when the coffin of Irfan Ali, a Shia Muslim in his mid-20s, reached here. Hundreds of people participated in his funeral, which was filled with tearful eulogies. Ali was reportedly abducted by unidentified gunmen when he was leaving a clinic in Babel Siha area of Derna in the east of Libya's Benghazi province. A day later, his body was recovered by local police. People here believe that Ali was killed because of his religious identity.
We got a message on 10th of March, midday time, by some of the doctors, and Kashmiris particularly, and that Dr. Irfan, while leaving from hostel to the hospital, he has not come to the hostel. And other day morning, we were informed by the same hospital administration that his body has been found somewhere. He was two bloodshots on his head and his chest.
Salim, however, praised Indian authorities in Libya for facilitating the return of Ali's body using diplomatic channels. Ali was part of the contingent of 84 doctors who were selected from India to serve in Libya.
I don't believe any fiqh, any sharia, any sect of Islam believes in killing of innocent Muslims. I would classify them as barbarians, terrorists who have no religion, who don't believe in Messenger of Allah, who don't believe in Islam.
Ali's death has raised concern over the safety of foreign doctors in Libya, with some in Kashmir demanding the return of all Kashmiri doctors from the strife-torn country. Scores of Kashmiri doctors are currently working in different hospitals across Libya, a country which has witnessed widespread bloodbath following the 2011 revolution, which ended the long authoritarian rule of Muammar Gaddafi. Irfan's tragic death has put a big question mark over the safety of Kashmiri Muslims working in war-ravaged countries. His family knows they won't see him again, but all they want is the assurance from the government that such incidents won't happen again. Sadly Safi reporting for Press TV, Indian Control, Kashmir.